وأعوذ بالله أن يحضرون. إنه هو السميع العليم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب إله العالمين، أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين، سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفدا، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد، وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم لعن الإصابة التي جاحدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم لعنهم جميعا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وقوله الحق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. درود محمد وعلى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
We just hope that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal the words that are beneficial for me as a speaker and for you as a listener in these majalis of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu was salam. Recite aloud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
With this hope and pray that inshallah our majalis and our gatherings for the dhikr and remembrance of the martyrdom of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu was salam will be blessed with the presence of the mother of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu was salam. Inshallah, recite aloud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And for the dissection of the plots of the enemies of Islam, recite another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Alhamdulillah, we have started this discussion around this ayah of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to us, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, that we have to behold the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all together. This is the hukum, this is the order, this is the obligation collectively on all of us. And I mentioned to you that this is one of the most important topic, or maybe the true understanding of religion or Islam, if you want to do. This is the dimension that is most important on one hand, but on the other hand, it is one of the things which is mostly we are heedless about it, and we do not work that much comparatively or proportionally how much important this topic is. So to start this topic and to understand some of the role models that are there in the Quran, we have started discussion since yesterday. Today, just the definition that we have presented in the beginning of yesterday's majlis, there was certain a little bit confusion or few questions that were there from in the mind of the listeners. I just want to clarify those with the help of the Quranic ayat and ahadith so that we can understand the proper definition that we want to define, and the way it is mentioned in the Quran and Ayat and the Riwayat, so that we can understand properly, and then inshallah we can go from there and try to find out that how to create that ummah, that group of people, that community that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to create. When we were trying to define the collective group of people, ummah, nation, Hizbullah, as we mentioned, because we are talking about the divine group of people who come together and collectively they are working together for a specific cause. Recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Light on, Kadus. Recite another salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
We have mentioned that, first of all, we are talking about a group of people. We are not talking about individuals right now. Okay, number one. Number two, we mentioned that they are working together. They are synchronized with each other for a specific cause. The third thing that we mentioned is this cause is the cause, divine cause, is the ilahi cause, the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they are working with. It is not individual, like personal desires they are working for. And the last thing that we mentioned is that they are revolving around a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the manifestation of this walaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for which they are working for. One thing that comes in as a question or a confusion, or as mentioned in some of the ayat too, is this thing that, is it just, are we talking about just the physical coming together of few people who come together physically? They sit together, they talk together, they come together and working together. Are we talking about just physical closeness of few people, or is something different? Okay, so the question is this thing. When we say, okay, this is a group of people, what do we mean by that? Group of people means that, okay, some people for a specific cause, they just come together and they start working for that. Is it what we are talking about, or is more than that, or is deeper than that? Definitely, when we talk, then we are saying that this is a collective effort that is going on and a group of people who come together for a specific cause. The physical closeness is there, but more important is this spiritual, or their heart should be come together, okay? Their kulub should be together, their heart should be together. But the question is that, do we have this ability to do it, or it is something that is given to us? What we understand from the Quranic ayat, the definition that I presented, is the definition that is our responsibility, okay? What we have to do. But there is something that is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you come together, when a group of people come together, synchronize with each other for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, around the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ta'lifi qulub, or the creation of the love and affinity among the qulub of these people, is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is given to them. It is not the thing that we can create ourselves. It is not the thing that I can say, okay, from tomorrow I will be like a brother with Brother Mansoor, or Brother Shan, or Brother this, or Brother that. It's not possible for us, okay? It is not me who can create that bonding among the people. It is coming from somewhere else. But what is there in my hand? In my hand is this thing, that this what we define today. So in the true sense, when you say that, okay, when we're talking about Hizbullah, when talking about the ideal ummah that is there, the talifu qulub will be there. This closeness of the hearts will be there, okay? But it is not the hizb. When you look at the attributes of this hizb, attributes of that party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is Hizbullah, all these four things that we mentioned, other than that, their hearts are also close together. They have bond between themselves, which are not separable with each other, okay? But this is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not something that we are creating ourselves. Now, how we can prove that? There are certain Quranic ayah that inshallah I will present to you. But before that, one more confusion that was there in some of the people who attend this lecture, they have this question too. That when we say, okay, there is a group of people who come together, they are synchronized with each other, and they are working for a specific cause. So, like, for example, definitely it is right. Like, how is it possible that you are saying that, okay, there is a possibility that despite the fact that this group of people come together, going, working for a specific cause, still there is a, this work is not correct if, like, for example, they are not going for the, in the direction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just giving you one simple example, and this example is a, like, a, maybe I can say is a testing, or is a very good example for us to ponder upon it, think about it in our daily life. What are the mistakes that we make? See, just from a historical example. From the historical example, it's like this, that one night in the holy month of Ramadan, one of the caliphs entered the mosque of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He saw, like, for example, hundreds of people who are sitting in the mosque and they are praying here and there. One person is praying here, one person is praying there, one person is reciting the dua. Different people are going in different direction. He said, why not I can ask them to come stay in a line in the form of a Salatul Jama'ah and start praying Salatul Jama'ah, okay, and call it as Tarawih, for example, okay. Now, if I ask, like, for example, if I think myself, if you look at two group of people, one group of people who are sitting, like 50, 100 people, they are sitting, they are just separately praying, doing Salah, doing the Munajat, anything. There is a group of people, they are, like, organized, praying in the right, one direction, everything is going in the right direction. You will be, if I ask you that which person is the right, doing the right thing? If I ask you that, okay, there are two group of people, for example, in the holy month of Ramadan, you go to a two mosque, in one place, there are a group of people who are praying Salatul Tarawih, okay, they are standing in the line, praying in the right, all of them are praying in the right, one direction, following a specific imam, and then everything is going smoothly. On the other hand, you see a group of people who are like haphazard, one person is praying here and there, and the other person is praying here and there. Apparently, when a person like me enter, he will say, okay, they are doing the right thing, these people are wrong. Why they are doing, for example, why they are doing haphazard stuff? They have to go in the right direction, they have to come together, go in the one word. Our question is this thing. That's why I mentioned to you that all these are important things. All these points that we mentioned, all of them are the pillars of the creation of the Hizbullah. If one of them is not there, it means that this group of people who come together for a specific cause is not going in the right direction. Okay. Our question is that when we ask this person who have started for example, Salatul Tarawih, we will ask him, okay, why? Like, why you think that, what is the reason behind it? So the answer is this thing, that I like it. It is my personal liking. My desires is this thing that, okay, if they pray like this, this is the right way. The question is that who you are? The important thing is that I have to find that what is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah wants from me. If I am going fi sabilillah, it is not me who will decide that where to go and how to go. It is somebody else who will decide, and my responsibility is just to follow the orders. Okay, so this is very important for us to know, that when we are saying that they are working in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the instructions are coming from Allah and the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not my personal desire that, okay, because I like it, because I want this to be this to be performed in that specific form, it means that أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَوْ إِلَاهُ هَوَى. Apparently, I am doing the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in reality, I am doing the ubudiyah of my own desires and the lust. When Shaitan was asked to do the sajda in front of Hazrat Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, what was the problem? Was the problem was doing the sajda in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, that was not the problem. He was doing it for 6,000 years and he is ready to do it for another 6,000 years. Okay, the problem was it that he was saying that, okay, oh Allah, just take away this responsibility from my shoulder and I'm ready to perform whatever you want from me. Okay, and this is very important. When we are coming together, we have to find out that why it is going on, what is the reason behind it. Are we going in the path of cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we are trying to fulfill our own personal desires and the lust? So just I'm again saying that the definition that I mentioned to you in the beginning, I just want to clarify some things that were there in the definition, so that inshallah, I'm again saying that if there is anything that the brothers who are here, they are listening or who are attending physically, if there is anything that come in your mind, inshallah, we can discuss and try to improve the definition or what my understanding about this specific topic, inshallah ta'ala. Now come to this point of mu'allifatul qulub, this affinity, love, attachment and connection among the mu'mineen when they come together for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same ayah that I recited in the beginning, and it is the title of our discussions too, that wa'tathimu bihablillahi jamia wa la tafarraqu. See, right after that, the part of the ayah is quite interesting, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just saying us. Allah said, وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. You were the adha, there was an animosity between you. You were the, like, for example, the same Amr and Bakr and Zaid, these people, they were the same people. Before Islam, before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he said a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Same people were there, but because this walaya was not there, this ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not there, they were the ada of each other. They were ready to kill each other. They were ready to do whatever they want, they can do for the sake of their own personal desires and the love. Lust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Okay, so this brotherhood that you want to create, it is from somewhere else. It is the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that comes to you, but it is the effect of this cause when you come together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, if you are coming together for this cause, the effect of this cause is the ni'mah of Allah in the form of this brotherhood that is coming. Okay? And again, I am saying that in this ayah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later on, maybe if you want to read this ayah, later on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَى حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ, that this was your state. And this, with the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was changed like this. Okay? So this form, this is the one of the example that I gave you. If you look at the example of Ashabul Kahf, the people of the cave, the companions of the cave. One of the examples that inshallah, I don't know, we will have time in these majalis that we can discuss, but Ashabul Kahf is a very practical role model in the situation that we are in right now in the West. They are one of the great examples for us. Now see that a small group of people, according to in the Quranic ayat, it is discussed that okay, what was the number of them? 3, 4, 5. You can that there are a group of people who are saying 3, there are 4, 5, whatever it is. Okay, there's a maximum number that is mentioned there was 7. 7 youth that come together. Okay, only 7 people. The society was completely idol worshipper. They were not doing the ubudiyya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These Ashab-e-Kahf become the role model for all of us, all the humanity, that see that these young people, fityatun, this group of people, the group of young people, they come together, and young, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mean fata. There is one fata when it used for Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, that la fata illa Ali, la saif illa dhulfiqar. Okay, there is no true youth other than Allah, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the only lion of Allah. He is the Asadullahul Ghalib. He is the only one, okay, who is the true fighter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word fata here also, fityatan is used. So here we are not talking about the age right now. Fitya means that people who are still young. Maybe they are old apparently, but in true sense they are young. Okay, their emotions are there. They are still working completely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their complete effort. They are putting their complete effort. A person like a person who is maybe apparently he is young, who is a teenager, maybe 14, 15, 20 years old. But if he is not putting his complete effort, you say he is like an old guy. What is he doing? He is just not doing anything. Vice versa, if a person is apparently old, but if he is putting his complete effort, you can see the results of that too. Quran is saying that group of people, seven maximum, I'm saying that from three to seven are there. Quran has mentioned to us that Quran says that ayatina ajaba, they are the ayat and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the signs. Think about them. Look at them. They are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the topic that is related to us, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, we are the one who strengthen their hearts. We are the one, we make their hearts strong. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with this ni'mah of strengthening the heart, he said that if qamu, when they arose, when they do the qiyam, faqalu rabbuna rabbus samawati wal ard, and they said that explicitly that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they stand against their society, they stand with this cause. When they do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said rabbatna ala qulubihim, now it is my responsibility that I have to make their heart strong so that they can be steadfast in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, understand this thing, that what we are saying, that our responsibility is to come together, faqamu, and then say faqalu rabbuna rabbus samawati wal ard. When we say that, rabatna ala qulubihim, is the effect of this from the as a form in the form of the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us. And again, I am saying that there are so many Quranic ayat which shows us this specific thing, that this mu'allifatul, the affinity among the qulub of the mu'mineen who come together for this cause, is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is given to them, and we have to fulfill that responsibility. Recite a salawat. This is one side of the picture where we are talking about the mu'mineen. Okay, and the example that I start with, the point with, I start with, go on the other side of the picture. Look at the kuffar, look at the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the followers of the shaitan, look at the Hizbul Shaitan. Okay, I told in last year majalis, we have discussed this point where we discussed the Western civilization and the true Islamic civilization. Okay, there are certain differences. I made a mistake. We discuss about the Eastern mindset and the Western mindset, and we say that okay, there is a difference between these two. There are some positive thing in the Western mindset that we have to learn, and we have to apply that or actualize it in our societies too. Okay, which inshallah, as I mentioned to you, that we already discussed in detail in those majalis. Inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me the tawfiq that if in some other setting I can discuss that in more detail. But we discussed that point where we said that okay, in the Western society, in the Western culture, it is a case that they are their way of life is more collective than us. Okay, in one form, they are propagating the individualism in the society. Okay, but on one hand, there are certain examples where we can see that they try to work collectively to fulfill their desires in a better way. Okay, this is the cause, because the cause is incorrect, that's why the problem is there. But this is the positive thing which is there. Now when a person like me see them, say okay, wow, they are so good. Like for example, they are doing the mergers, they are bringing big multinationals are coming together, they are working together, they are holding hand each other. It means that they are strong enough, they are together. When I see that okay, all these so-called first world countries or the developed countries are standing against like Islamic Republic of Iran and their Islamic Revolution, I see, okay, see that, okay, all of them are together, they are standing, they are one voice is there, and they are standing against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I see them together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to people like me who look at the apparent form of the things and impressed by their activity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, La yuqatilunakum jamiyan illa fi quram muhassanatin aw min waray judur. Allah said that this ayah that I'm reading is from Surah Hashr. The last part of the in this Surah Hashr is one interesting point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compare among the mu'mineen and the munafiqeen and the kuffar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that thing. This part is very important. Allah said, La yuqatilunakum jami'an. Never they will fight you together. Okay? Now, what is going on there? Like, for example, what we can see. Allah says okay, in only two states, when they know that okay, now they are in the defense shield and there will be no danger to their life, they will fight you. ba'asuhum shadid. Like apparently you see that okay, they are very strong, they are come together. Tahsabuhum jami'an wa qulubuhum shatta. Tahsabuhum, that you think that they are jami'an. You think that they are together. وَعْتَسِمُوا بِحْبِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Apparently you think also they are jami'an, they are together. Allah says, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. So physically they are together, they come together, but their hearts are not shatta, they are different. They are not connected to one point. Why? Because the problem is, as I mentioned to you, that مُؤَلِّفَةُ الْقُلُوبُ or تَعْلِيفِ الْقُلُوبُ or affinity among the قُلُوبُ is a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is coming through the walaya, because the unity is only there. Against anything that is against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is multiplicity. There is no unity there. And when you are coming for this cause, apparently you are come together. You are physically coming together, but in reality, qulubuhum shatta. Their qulub are far away. They cannot, it is not possible for them to come together. They are far away from each other. And then Allah says, dhalika, why is it so? That apparently they are together, but in reality their qulub are far away. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Now again, this part is need some explanation. But we can say that because they do not live like in an intellectual form, in a rational form. Their aqli, their true rationality is not there. Okay? Recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Again, one more hadith, just to see, just to, so that we can understand that this closeness of heart is coming from somewhere else. In one of the riwayat, one narrator go to Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu was salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
He said that yesterday I met a person, a very interesting hadith from this person, very interesting question from this guy, and very interesting answer from Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. And maybe sometimes in some form this happened to you too. Okay, this guy is saying that, okay, oh Imam, I met somebody yesterday. Inni la alqa rajul lam ara walam yarani. I met him first time. Okay, I never met him before. He never met me before. He never saw me before. Okay, it's the first time that I'm visiting this guy. I met this person in the first time in my life. Lam yarani fima madha qabla yawmi dhalika. Before this day, we never met. This is the first time we met together. Fa ahibbuhu hubban shadida. It's a love at first sight. You know that sometimes we use this terminology in the materialistic love. In the true love, this guy is saying that, I do not know. I felt that I have a very strong love for him. حُبًّا شديدة. But I never met him. What's going on there? What type of love it is? Why am I attracted towards this guy? What's going on? Okay? And then he said that, فَإِذَا كَلَّمْتُهُ وَجَدْتُهُ لِي عَلَى مِثْلِ مَا أَنَا عَلَيْلَهُ. And when I start talking to this guy, I saw that this person has the same understanding about me, same attraction towards me, same feeling about me. Why is it so? What's going on there? What is the relationship between us? Imam say to him, replying to this specific part that it is related to our topic. Imam say, فَقَالَ صَدَّقْتَ يَا صَدِيرُ. You are right. Sometime this happened. إِنَّ اِئْتِلَافَ قُلُوبِ الْأَبْرَارِ إِذَا الْتَقَوْ إِنْ لَمْ يُذْحِرُوا يُظْهِرُ التَّوَدُّدْ بِأَلْسِنْ. Despite the fact that they are not saying with their tongue, what type of love that is there? Imam said, كَسُرْأَةِ الْإِخْتِلَاتِ قَطَرِ السَّمَاءِ عَلَى مِيَاهِ الْأَنْهَارِ. Their love, their attraction, their connection that is there is like drops of rain which are maybe far apart from each other. Okay? You can see that, okay, they are different, they are coming from different ways, different speed, everything is different. Imam says that اختلاط قطر السماء, but when all these drops come down and become the part of lakes, sea, oceans, all of them are together. All of them are connected to the one source, which is the walaya of Ahlul Bayt. This is the their real water. This is the hayat. وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. This hayat is there in the walaya of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and because the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam is there among the mu'mineen, so if I have the true love of Ahlul Bayt, if you have the true love of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, so indirectly we are connected to each other. Okay, apparently maybe we can not see each other that are connected. You know that sometimes when you start feeling the love about the mu'mineen who are there in Yemen, maybe a mu'min who are there in Nigeria, maybe mu'min who are living among ourselves, we never met, but that type of love is there, that type of attachment is there. On the other hand, Imam talk about the qulub al-fujjar, those people who are not on the walaya of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Imam do the morphology like this. Imam said the kabu'd al-bahaim min at-ta'attuf. They are like herd of the animals, like group of animals who come together, they are moving together, they are moving in a one direction. But they are animals, they have no feeling with each other, they have no attachment to each other. Okay, they are multiple, they do not, like for example, they do not know their neighbor that what's going on there. Okay, but the mu'mineen are not like this. Maybe they are living 50 kilometers apart from each other, but their hearts are together. Okay, sometimes we thought about, okay, we have to live together physically. But more than physically living together, the important thing is that our hearts should be with each other. If this is not there and we physically live together, maybe it will result in like this example that is there. Okay, so it is very important to us that this love, this affinity, this connection that is coming from the walaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to fulfill our responsibility. We have to fulfill that this responsibility of creating this Hizbullah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that يُحِبُّونَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُمْ, that they are the one who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love them and they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this is the quality in this nation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, when example that is given by Allah is an example of a not individual, it is an example of a nation that will come and they have these qualities or attributes that is mentioned in the Quranic ayat. So just to summarize that, and the important point for us to understand and learn is that when we a group of people come together, despite the fact that they are less in numbers, but when coming together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're connected to each other, synchronized with each other, and try to help the wali of Allah, then the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there on them, the peace and tranquility will be revealed on them, and they will be able to fulfill their responsibility and be steadfast in this difficult path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. May we ask Allah that with the name of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, with the remembrance of the martyrdom of Imam and his companions, give us a tawfiq that the way the hearts of companions of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam were connected together and they were revolving around the wali of their time, inshallah we as a mu'mineen also, our hearts should come together for the cause of supporting the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah ta'ala. Recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله صلى الله عليك يا ابن رسول الله السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. Slowly, day by day, we are getting closer to Ashur of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, and we are using the name and the remembrance of the companions and the family members of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam to get energy and strength from these names and their remembrance. Those companions for which Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that ma a'lamu ashabi awla aw khayran min ashabi, I do not know any companions who are more loyal than you, O ashabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our salam to these great companions of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. Assalamu alayka ya awliya Allah. Assalamu alayka ya asfiya Allah. They are the selected people of Allah. And in today's world too, when we see shuhada, they reach these status because they try to follow and they get the shafa'ah in an intercession from the shuhada of Karbala alayhim assalam. From today onwards, inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq, then we start talking in the masaib, one of the companions, one of the family members of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Try to see that what type of people they were. But to start with, I was saying that, okay, what is the best person that we can start with our recitation of the masaib when we are talking about the martyrdom of the companions of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. I thought that why not start with the name of a servant of Imam Hussain, or the one of the slave of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, with the name of John, who was a slave. He cannot call himself companions. He was just a slave who was given to Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam as a gift. He was there to serve Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, just to do the daily routine work and service to his wali and his imam. On the day of Ashur, when time come, Imam say, "Ya John, anta fi idhni min." John, now you can go. I just read this statement of John, what he said to Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. And I will tell Imam that it is not just the word of one slave of you, John, but it's the slave of each one of us right now, while sitting and crying and trying to weep over you. This is, all of us are saying the same thing. John said that, "Yabna Rasulillah, O the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam." He said that, "I was with you when the good times were there, and now when you are in difficulties, you think that I should leave you? Is it not? It's not possible." And then he tried to convince himself that why Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that you should leave. He said that, "Inna rihati lanatin." He said that, "Yeah, there is a bad smell that is coming from my body." "Mola, there is a bad smell, maybe, that is coming from the body of John. There is a smell that is coming from the soul of this slave of you." He said that, "Inna hasabi lalai." "When I look at my lineage, it is very low. I don't know about my lineage. I am not connected to you, O Imam alayhi salatu wasalam." "Inna launi laswad." John said that, "Okay, Mola, my color is black." I again say, "Mola, the body of maybe the skin color of the John was black. This person is coming to you. This slave is coming to you, whose soul is black, whose tongue is black, whose heart is black." Then Imam alayhi salatu wasalam said, he asked Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to Imam that, "I am asking only one thing to you. Fatanafas alayya fil jannati liyatiba rihi wa yashraf hasabi wa bayyiz lawni." "Mola, can you do one thing for me? Can you do something to me that my color become white? I become brightened. The body, the smell that is coming from me, it converted into a fragrance that is very good. Can you do something to me?" And then he said to Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, "La wallahi la ufarikukum. I swear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not leave you alone.
hatta. Till when? Oh John, till when? Hatta yakhtalitu hadha dam al-aswad wa dima'ikum. Unless my black blood will be connected to the pure blood of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wa salam. With the pure blood of Abul Fazl Abbas alayhi salatu wa salam. Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Mawla, inshallah, la ufarikukum. La nufarikukum. Mawla, we will not leave you. We will not leave your door. Hatta yasla hadha al-lawd al-aswad. Unless this blood is connected to the blood of your blood, it becomes pure like the blood of you. When John becomes shaheed, Imam Hussain alayhi salam came to the base of grave of John alayhi salam, and he said like this, Allahumma bayyid waji, oh Allah, whiten his face, wa tayyib riha, make his smell, make him a good smell, وَحَشَرَهُ مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ, and he select him with the good people, وَعَرِّفْ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَالِ مُحَمَّدٍ, and make him acquainted with Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad alayhi salam. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبِيًا كَلِبُونَ مَهْتَمِ حُسَيْنَ.